Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. May the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. That's what we need, folks. We need to be faithful in prayer. And after seeing, I watched the National Convention, the Republican National Convention last night. Oh, man, it was like old camp meeting days. I mean, people talking about God and the Lord Jesus. And then Ben Carson came up to the mic and he was quoting Isaiah 54:17. And you know that verse, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And he was saying that about President Trump. So we have thousands of people joining you as you are saying scripture over President Trump, that God will keep him safe and protected. Oh, thousands and thousands of people. It was just such a delight. I hope you can watch tonight. It's on all major channels, and I watch Fox News because, excuse me, I got a little frog in my throat, because most of the people that are reporters from Fox News are born-again believers, so you hear a lot more about God. It's just terrific to know that we can be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Thank you so much for your prayers. Thank you so much for your prayers, not only for this nation, but also for Call to Freedom. I appreciate it so much. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you love. You love. Yes, you do. In him you live and move and have your being. Got to just tone it down a little bit, Barbara. Not so excited. And I want to remind you of our scripture this week. It's Amos 5, verse 24. Let justice roll down like water and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. I have said that verse so much this week. And we're seeing justice being brought forth to the main venues of this country. I believe God is ready to do his mighty power and might all over the world, and he's going to bring justice, right justice, the right living, the right doing, the right being into our countries around the world. Oh, praise the Lord. I am so excited. So go over Amos 5, verse 24 again and memorize it. Let justice roll down like water and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, welcome to the program, Kimberly. I'm looking forward to this today.
Thank you. I am just going to try now to fold all of what you're talking about into the idea of the Song of Songs. Mm. And it has been such a pivotal week that we have had politically. And in this life, we do have a lot swirling around us all the time, right? Yeah, we have relationships and health issues and our jobs, financial challenges, and yes, politics, and tuning into the news all around us. There's so much that swirls, and the storms around us. We really can bring ourselves back to a place of true rest and true peace with the lover of our souls. And I've been finding that in the Song of Songs lately, the Song of Solomon or the Song of Songs, and some call it Canticles, the old King James name for it, for that book. And I believe that that book is a story of us. It's a story of who we are to the one who created us, and who our creator is to us, that he is also our lover. Yes. He is our shepherd. He is our father. He is our lover.
And also our struggles to get close to him. At one point, mm-hmm. she thought she'd lost him. And now, mm-hmm. you know, it's everyone's struggle is just to get to know him, get to leave all of the habits and all of the ungodly things that may have risen up in our lives and to seek him with our whole hearts. Yes, I love this. I love what you wrote, talked about last week, Wednesday and Thursday, and also today. I'm looking forward to it, Kimberly.
Yes, so last week I brought up in Song of Songs, chapter 1, how many times that the bride is saying, I'm too dark. I don't deserve this. I'm not worthy. Don't be angry with me. Don't scorn me because of my darkness. And every time she brings that up, the king says, yet you are so lovely. Mm. I find you so beautiful. You are like the fine linen tapestry hanging in the holy place. He's just constantly saying words of encouragement.
Yes, and we think, you know, of dark being the color of her skin. But God is saying here, and I'm getting more metaphorically like you, that the darkness might have been in her heart saying, I'm unworthy, I'm
exactly.
inferior, yeah, I can't, right. I can't stand before this king. And he's right. saying, come on, I love you, I will embrace you fully and completely. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yes, yes. This and really, this is our Lord saying to us, this is how I've created you. This mm-hmm. is the canvas that I want to use to form you to be my perfect partner.
Yes.
Mm. So don't worry that you're so distracted. Don't worry that you have these dark thoughts and that you're struggling. Keep walking with me. Just stay close to me. And it gives her enough of a taste and a curiosity that in verse 7 of chapter 1, she says, won't you tell me, lover of my soul, where do you feed your flock? Where do you feed your loved ones, your beloved ones? Mm. Where do you lead your beloved ones? In the heat of the day, where do you bring them so that they can find rest? And that's what this story is then. From here on, we get to see the struggles and the chaos and the back and forth and all the encouragement, the compliments that the king is pouring into this one. The more he speaks of her, of how beautiful she is, the more it creates that beauty in her.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because that's what our God does. He speaks things into beings. He makes us what we are not. That's what he does.
Yes.
So if we are not beautiful, he speaks that into us and makes us beautiful.
That's right.
Oh, I love that.
There's nothing we lack. David said it so beautifully in Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack any good thing, some translations say. And it's mm-hmm. so true. It's
yes.
so true.
Right. So she starts to catch on. And in chapter 2, she declares in that first verse, I am truly his rose. I am the very theme of this song, his song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm overshadowed by his love. I'm growing in this valley, overshadowed by his love. And he says, yes, you are. I mean, he's just, now you're getting it. Yes, you are. You are my darling companion. You are my perfect partner. You stand out from all the rest. It's so fun to be able to see that when we catch on and start speaking the good things in agreement with him, he comes back and, okay, now you're getting it. Yes, you are. That's who you are.
That's right.
And then he gives... in chapter 2, he gives this idea to us in verse 15, that we need to be on top of all the troubling thoughts. You must catch the troubling foxes, those sly little thoughts that hinder our relationship. They raid our vineyard of love. They ruin what I've planted in you. Will you catch them and remove them from me? We'll do it together. So he never leaves us. He's on this journey with us. And she is becoming more and more confident. The next verse says, I know my lover is mine, and I have everything in you. We delight ourselves in each other.
It's beautiful.
So, yes, this is the second chapter of Song of Songs. Now, the opening of the third chapter, chapter 3, verse 1, says, night after night, I am tossing and turning. This is hard. This is a bed of travail. This is wilderness. Ugh. And isn't that true? I mean, our journey with the Lord, it's not like we become saved. We become Christians. We become converted to His ways. And then we never struggle again. As long as we're in this world, we actually experience one dark time after another.
Yes.
Each day has a challenge. Every day holds a challenge for us, and we might think it's kind of dark, a dark challenge. We just want to remember that that's the canvas. This is it. Mm-hmm. This is the place where He wants to form us to be like Him. As long
that's
as we
right.
keep that as our main focus, then it's okay. We're no longer condemning ourselves and feeling ashamed that we're in this dark place.
Mm-hmm.
He defeated shame.
Yes.
Our God is not a God of shame. He does not want us to feel that. That's what the enemy wants for us. The enemy wants to use these dark times to make us feel bad about ourselves
mm-hmm.
and make us feel condemned or guilty or ashamed.
Yes.
But not our God. That's not His plan. This is where He wants to form us to be like Him. And so in chapter 3, we see how she's tossing and turning. In chapter 4, all the while, we have the voice of the bridegroom who's talking and speaking all this encouragement. And he's calling us darling. He's calling us beautiful. He's calling us perfect partner. He's seeing our eyes and seeing how beautiful they are, and our cheeks and our hair, and he's just complimenting every part of us, our lips, speaking mercy, speaking grace. They're lovely, that we're a refreshing oasis to Him. Oh, it's so wonderful to have that encouragement from the Lord.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed in the chapters of the Song of Songs that God really desires communication between the bride and the bridegroom. And you see it because
yes.
I have a four-color pen. I have underlined the things she said and then in green, and then I underline the things He says in red. And I've noticed back and forth, how God loves that communication, how He loves that intimacy, and the talking that goes on between lovers. Is just so important, so important.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because when we get married, and if we have the blessing of staying in a marriage for many, many years, decades,
mm-hmm.
we see people who become, they merge with one another.
Mm-hmm.
They become more like one another. And even the things that they like, the things that they don't like, the things they eat, the
mm-hmm.
places they go, the movies they watch, They start to merge with one another.
Yes.
That's the whole plan.
Yes.
And that's the song of all songs, to be merged with Him. That communication back and forth makes us like Him. And it comes to this place where we become so much like Him, people see Him in us.
Mm.
And the merging happens so beautifully that you start to wonder, wait, which one of them's talking now?
Yeah.
Is that Him talking or is that her talking?
That's right.
You know,
yeah.
Because the further you get into this book, you start to realize, oh, this compliment could go either way. This could be talking about Him or it could be talking about her.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's the kind of conversation that we want to keep with our Lord all day long, that constant conversation that helps us merge with Him and Him with us. That is the song of all songs, that we are His sanctuary. He is our sanctuary.
Yes.
You know, just think about that for a moment. We love to find sanctuary in Him. when we read scriptures like, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Mm-hmm. We want that. We want that so desperately, to find a place of rest, a place of true peace, that peace that passes all understanding. We need it desperately in this time. And so we long for that. Now flip that around. He longs for that too.
That's right.
He longs for a place of rest. He created us to be a sanctuary for Him, to rest. Mm-hmm. And this year I've just felt so challenged by that thought, because I know I'm not a sanctuary. I know my own thoughts. I know how distracted I get. Mm-hmm. I know that in my life, anxiety, stress, anger, irritation, self-pity, these things come up in my life, and that doesn't feel like sanctuary at all.
That's right. And you're not the only one, Kimberly. You're not the only one that comes up with
But
these.
I'm just talking about myself to relate to others.
That's
Just to be relatable, because it does happen to all of us. And as I'm relating that, I also want to relate that this is the canvas. This is the whole area God wants to work and form us and make us like Him, to realize, yes, there's a lot of distraction. Now, what are you going to do with that? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm just going to keep giving it to you. I'm going to stay in constant conversation with you, Lord, until you make me a sanctuary for yourself.
Yes.
And that's what the whole Song of Songs is all about. That's what makes it the song of all songs. It's for the King of all kings to have a sanctuary in His people.
Yes.
And this is the process. In this book, in this beautiful story, this is the process. So we do our tossing and turning in the dark nights, and He continues to encourage and compliment and speak beautiful things over us, longing for us to speak beautiful things as well, to come into agreement with Him and speak the beauty. When we get to Song of Songs, chapter 4 and verse 6, here's where that question is finally answered. The question from chapter 1, where do you lead your flock? Where do you lead your beloved ones to rest in the heat of the day? Okay, that's the question, and it gets answered right here. Song of Songs, chapter 4, verse 6. I've made up my mind. Until the darkness disappears and the dawn has fully come, in spite of shadows and fears, I will go to the mountaintop with you.
Yes.
I'll stay with you. I've made up my mind. It doesn't matter what happens to me in this life. I have made up my mind.
Yes.
That is where He is leading His lovers. That is where He's leading His beloved. And that is the place of true rest and true peace. It's making up your mind that no matter what comes at you, you will stay with Him.
Mm-hmm. It's
you
like
will go with Him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, excuse me. It's like making God your absolute focus. You have desires. Absolutely, everybody has desires. But seeking first that kingdom of God and His righteousness, God Himself, then all these things will be added. All your desires will be added. But God has to know that He's first in your life. If not, then things are not going to go well, because God wants to be first. And that's why we find this bride going back and forth, I lost him. And finally she realizes He's right there. He's right there, ready to embrace you, ready to love you. But we have to make God first. We really do. And He knows how to make us make Him first, in Jesus' name. Yes.
He does. He conforms us for that. Yes.
That's right. Yes.
To be conformed to Him. Yes. So as I was meditating on that that idea and that thought, that dream, it's a dream really, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's His dream, and He wants His dream to come true in us. And as I was thinking about that, I realized that in the beginning of our life, we are given a lot of rules, and those rules govern us. We have laws that govern us, in this life, and the rules and the laws that God himself has written out in his written word for us to follow. Those rules are wonderful. They're great. They bring unity. They keep us from harming one another and from harming the land. So that's what we want. We want to stay within this place where there's no harm being done. As we grow, those rules, we find out, are leading us to truth. I think that's the best way to put it.
Yes.
The rules and the laws and studying them, we're gaining knowledge, we're applying that knowledge, we're passing that knowledge on to others, and we feel so much assurance about that. All along, it's leading us to truth. Mm-hmm. And the truth has a name. The truth is a personality. His name is Jesus. Mm-hmm. And Jesus, as the Son of God, he can do anything he wants to do.
That's right.
He's God. Now, I used to hold really tightly to what I believed the truth was from the written word. And then, as I started to see him in relationship, I said to myself, oh, now I know you. That's an interesting phrase in itself. Now I know you. Mm-hmm. Now I know you. Oh, that verse from Genesis 22:12. I'm just going to turn there. Genesis 22:12 is where Abraham said he would go ahead and sacrifice his only son. That's what God asked him for. And he said yes, he followed that. He must have had a moment of, wait a minute. You know, just saying, hold on. Lord, you're asking me for my son. You don't condone human sacrifice. God never condoned human sacrifice. He never asked for that. That is not what our God wants. He doesn't even want animal sacrifice. We can come back to that another time. But in Genesis 22:12, when Abraham had Isaac on the altar, the knife was raised.
I'll never be able to understand that in this life.
Me neither.
No.
The angel of the Lord stopped him and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am, right here, right here. I'm listening. Anything you want to speak right now. Because I don't really want to go through with this. I'm just willing to because you said, right here.
Yes.
The angel of the Lord says, do not raise your hand against the boy or do anything to him, for now I know you. Look at that. There it is.
Now I know you.
That's the whole goal. That's the whole song of all songs. Mm. The King of all kings wants to know you, and he wants you to know him. To really know him.
Yes.
So when I was following so closely to the written word and all the laws and all the rules in the written word, hanging on to them so tightly and arguing. I mean, that started an argument with me. I had arguments with God, but you didn't say that here. You know, if I had been Abraham, I would have started arguing. You never said human sacrifice was okay. This can't be you. I must not be hearing from you.
Yeah. That's
but
right.
When we get to know the King of all kings, he has a right to lead us anywhere. When he leads us into the wilderness, it's going to be uncomfortable because all those rules won't be in place. See, Egypt was familiar because there were a bunch of rules and a bunch of laws that you had to follow, and you knew exactly what was coming. You knew exactly how many bricks to make and exactly what you were going to eat at night.
Mm-hmm.
You knew exactly because it was a routine.
That's right.
And when God asks us to move away from the familiar things into wilderness, it's not so familiar anymore, and then it's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we can start arguing and complaining and grumbling. But he's leading us to know him.
Mm-hmm.
That is the goal, the song of all songs.
Yes.
That I may know him.
Yes.
So when we get to know the truth, and that truth sets us free to really live in us so that we can live and move and have our being in Him.
Mm-hmm.
When we get to know that, that's the peace that passes all understanding.
Amen.
He provides everything. He is the great physician. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He provides for every creature on the planet. He is not going to forget you. He's not going to forget me in the wilderness. If He has to bring water from a rock, He will. If He has to send bread from heaven, He will.
Mm-hmm.
He's got daily bread for you. And as you get to know Him and let go of your own ideas of how it needs to go, let go of your own opinions, even your own translation of what you thought the truth is in the written Word of God, get to know Him.
Mm-hmm.
Let Him be the personality
yes.
that guides you in everything.
Yes.
There is no satisfaction like that, no fulfillment like that on this planet.
Mm, amen. Wow. Get rid of that little word, but. I love you, Lord, but.
But this can't be right.
Oh, that's right. It does.
You're right. That's good. We love you, Lord, and we will follow you, everything that you say. You know, when we find ourselves in circumstances and situations in this life that are really challenging and feel very dark, and cause us to grieve, that's exactly when we need to just go to Him and say, all right, you allowed this to happen in my life. Now you have a way to work all things together for good. And
yes.
that's where I choose to believe. I've made up my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Song of Songs 4:6. I've made up my mind.
I am
fully persuaded that you are able, and I will watch you walk me through this and form me to be like you, working all things for good.
Oh, that's so good, Kimberly. I'm still learning. So if I'm still learning, then all of you younger people listening are going to realize that this Song of Songs is for you to fall in love with the Lord Jesus Christ, because He loves you more than anything else. God bless you, Kimberly. Thank you so much for the wonderful teaching today.
Yes, and all of you out there, take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in